fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 11th of June. Prep tip today, update your CPR training and your first aid training. CPR changes about every 5 years. It's been about 2 years ago they changed it again. So get that updated CPR training and get your first aid training updated as well. When my grandchildren are here later this month, I'll be getting them their own first aid training and maybe a CPR class as well. We also have Berkey water filters for sale. Finally got some of the bigger ones, the Berkey Imperials, Berkey Royals in stock, and they're being shipped out next week. We hope to be getting delivery of the other Berkeys soon, no promises. And, of course, doTERRA has On Guard, one bottle per family only. Unless you get a kit with On Guard in it, then you can get a second bottle as an extra thing. And that's the oil that duplicates thieves oil used during the bubonic plague to protect people in Europe. All right. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve Hunt is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll see what looks like a Christmas gift there, a red box with a ribbon on it. Just click on that, and you'll be at Steve's Swiss America landing page. Once you're there, you can order some excellent publications to educate you about our economy. All right, and also his phone number is there as well. If you don't have internet access, we'll give you the phone number right now to talk to Steve and get the information you need. That telephone number for Steve Hunt is 800-630-1491. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, as I keep saying, because I have no choice, every week is dramatically different than the week before, isn't it, sir?
It sure is. We keep saying the same thing. But it's definitely one of those episodes that just it's pretty entertaining to watch. You never know what's going to happen.
It reminds me of the 1968. I was in Vietnam and I had a subscription to Time magazine. We had various newsreels and of course radio reports and every day I was watching America go through dramatic changes, riots and so forth. And wondering what in the world's going on with my country. And that's where I find myself again. What in the world's going on with my country? Anyway, Steve, the president begins his massive, well-attended unprecedented rallies soon, and we're seeing the employment numbers go back up, aren't we, sir?
We are. You know, there's a lot of the unemployment and employment numbers that aren't being reported accurately that people don't even realize is happening. I mean, you know, some of these numbers, you have to understand, the one that blows my mind is twice as many Americans have filed for unemployment than jobs gained during the last decade since the end of the Great Recession. There's 22 million jobs that have gained in a decade. There's 44 million people lost their job in a span of 12 weeks. I mean, the amount of jobs that are lost is astronomical, and this is going to make a really big impact on the economy. There's 35 million people still waiting for stimulus checks in the U.S. economy that are barely making payments. People that are really behind the eight ball right now because they can't make their bills because of the way that this economy has been affected. So, you know, the jobs numbers is very deceptive, and I wouldn't put a lot of stock into, you know, believing that the numbers are turning around, because those numbers don't lie. That's a massive amount of people to lose their job in 12 weeks.
It is. And I'm not aware of any precedents, including the Great Depression, where anything even close to this has happened. Are you, sir?
No, there has never been anything even close to this. I mean, the amount of jobs lost has never been recorded as this high. So, you know, and that's to be expected, because our economy has grown, and it grows every year. But the problem is, you know, this number with the coronavirus is starting to escalate again. You know, you look at where I'm at in Arizona, you know, the nation, you know, hotspot, so to speak, right now. That was the headline on the majority of the news sources yesterday, is that we are the nation hotspot. Numbers are escalating quickly. We were one of the first states to let everybody go back, you know, to business and back to normal, you know, sooner than anyone. And we're starting to see the ramifications from that. And you're starting to see, like today, the stock market's down 900 points. Steve Mnuchin just came out probably about 30 minutes before I went on air and had to make an announcement to tell people to calm down, that he expects to pump $1 trillion into the stock market this month out of thin air. This is his money that they're printing. I mean, we have increased the debt $1 trillion a month every month for the last 3 months. And people have to understand what he just said this morning is a huge indicator of what's happening in our economy. For him to announce that he's going to, in his exact words, pump $1 trillion more this month into the stock market means that we're printing money.
I need to interrupt you here. How does this work? They're talking about the Federal Reserve, a private company.
Yep.
They're buying stocks. Is that what they're doing? Common stocks.
Correct. They're using the plunge protection team. The plunge protection team, which is, you know, as soon as we hit these big drops like today, where you hit 700 points, you know, immediately what happens is the plunge protection team goes to work, and they try to reduce the drop of the market, and they start buying up stocks and buying up, you know, as much as they can to make the drop come back and then not look so bad by the end of the day. And they are committed to pumping money into the stock market. His exact words was the word pump. They're pumping money into the stock market to make this thing look better than what it is. And that's got to be a very concerning term. Wall Street Journal just put a massive headline out on the top headline of their website this morning, saying that everybody is flocking to gold, that the New York storage facilities have gained 20 million ounces of gold in the past 30 days. You know, this is one of those things where the government's going to keep printing money, buying stocks. It's going to make you feel better because you see these numbers start to increase, but it's not really what's happening. It's not the real thing.
Now, any stock that they would buy would automatically raise in price. And if anybody had knowledge of that before the purchase took place, they could certainly take advantage of that, couldn't they, sir?
Well, of course, they would make a ton of money. If you knew that the government was going to come out and put, you know, $1 trillion is an astronomical amount of money. If you knew that they were going to put a good portion of that into Boeing stock, which the government has been trying to help Boeing stay alive and been talking to them about bailouts, and Boeing doesn't want to be involved in a bailout. But, you know, if that money that they're using from the Fed is used to try and keep their stock alive, you know, you could really make a ton of money from this. You're talking about a stock that went from $390 4 months ago down to $100. You know, and if they were to take that stock up to $200-$300 because of you know, this money that they're printing out of thin air to put into the market, you know, somebody could make, and you had knowledge of this, people could make a lot of money. And I don't doubt that there are people on another level that know when stocks are going to go up, and they probably will make money from this.
Of course they will. And all it takes is a casual conversation to pass that information along. And, well, of course that would be taken. It's called insider training, and it would be human nature to engage in that kind of activity, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would. Well, you know, and there's obviously they have a plan, because one of the other things Mnuchin said this morning was no matter how bad the coronavirus cases become over the next month, that they cannot shut down the states again. They won't shut down the economy the way they did. And they know that the numbers are going to escalate and get bad again, but at least they're saying this time to let everybody know that they will not shut things down. So they have a plan in place, and it's, you know, make the numbers look good, make things be a little bit better than it was before, because when they shut down the economy, everything crashed, and everybody right. panicked. And I think their idea this time is if we can make the numbers not look so bad, you know, maybe people won't panic. But, you know, the problem is people are losing their jobs still. There are still businesses that are closing down. There were 711 new Chapter 11 bankruptcies this past month for major right. corporations. Right. I mean, it's getting bigger
well, Steve,
and bigger. People are trying to open up.
Let me help you out here, Steve. Are you aware of the report from the German panel? Are you aware of it?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, you're going to be in a moment. About 3 months ago, the German government appointed a panel of top scientists and top doctors in Germany to look into the corona COVID-19 virus. So the panel that the government appointed looked into it as their mission statement, and they wrote a 93-page report. And the government didn't like the report, not at all. So they kept it quiet. They kept it private. They kept it secluded. An employee of the German Ministry of the Interior released it, leaked it. We do have a rather clumsy, not so good English translation at my website, a Google translation. We hope to have a good quality English translation, but the Google translation does pretty much tell you the tale. And here's what the panel of top scientists and doctors in Germany found. Everybody who died, without exception, everybody who died from the coronavirus was within a year or less of dying anyway from something, because they were near the end of their life, and any kind of infection of any source would have killed them because they were within a year or less of dying anyway. The whole thing's a scam, Steve. It's a scam. It's a hoax. Yes, people die. People die every day of the week. That's routine. That's normal. And the people who died from the coronavirus were the same people who were, and if you're a medical professional, you can examine somebody and look at their medical history, and you can tell, you know, this man, this woman, they're near the end of their life. Something's going to kill them, probably in a year or less. That's pretty common knowledge in the healthcare industry. And that's what they found, and we have that on my website at thelibertyman.com, Steve.
Well, that's pretty incredible. If that's the case, I mean, this would be one of the biggest cover-ups in history of the world.
It is, obviously. They've basically destroyed the economy of the West. I can't comment on what's going on in third world countries or in the Far East, Japan, for example. But I do know what's happened in the Western countries, Europe, United States, Canada. They've wrecked our economy for no good reason. And of course, we have historical precedents for what you do if there's a pandemic. You isolate and quarantine the sick people. That's what's been done for centuries. That's what works for centuries. You quarantine the sick people. You don't quarantine the healthy people. And of course, in the case of people who are at risk, because we're a humane society, we do try to isolate those who are at risk of death because they're near the end of their life. They're in a nursing home. their grandmas and great grandmas who are 85, 90, 95 years old. We know they don't have long to live, but we want to protect them anyway. So we isolate them to try to protect them from any and all illness. But it is a massive scheme, a massive cover-up that we wrecked this economy for no good reason. But if anybody can bring it back, it will be Donald Trump, won't it?
It sure will. You know, and the problem is he's got to get the opportunity. And you know, they're putting so many roadblocks up right now. And right now with these marches and things that are going on, you know, everything is being set up against him to have a hard time to be reelected. And you know, the rhetoric that's out there is incredible.
It is, by design. Memorial Day weekend, my state, Missouri, made national news because of thousands of people getting together, barbecuing, having fun, and these medical experts anguishing and worrying, oh, no, there's going to be this massive outbreak. There's no, I was just at Lake the Ozarks yesterday. There's no outbreak. What a fantasy this has been. What an absolute fantasy. And
well, it's funny
initially,
we went from...
Go ahead, Steve.
We went from everybody panicking about this and not touching and not breathing to marching in the streets together and holding hands, you know, within, right. You know, within a day. And it's well, like everybody forgot it, you know, and the economy, everybody started stopped talking about it. So you know, it's been a really weird time.
It has been. There'll be hundreds of books written about the year 2020. Well, if you got a question or comment for Steve, anything regarding the economy, how to protect assets, just give Steve a call. Steve, I'm reading that there could soon be charges of gold and or silver. Any reality to that?
Yeah, there is a lot of reality to that. And that's one of the things that the Wall Street Journal went into this morning on their article. You know, this has been one of the biggest turns in the economy that we've ever seen. We've never seen such a downturn in the market. We've never seen such, you know, a change of wealth. And people losing their job and people looking for financial security. And because of this and so many people are trying to find a way to get into precious metals, it is starting to get short. This is the shortest I've seen it in 20 years. I've never seen the amount of metal diminish in storages that I know of. And in some cases, there's delays in acquiring the metal for certain accounts. So, you know, it's only going to get worse from here. The problem is, you know, you and I have talked about this for months, you know, about being proactive and don't delay, don't wait. You know, the problem is that people like to wait and see what happens and see how it plays out. I urge everybody, if you wait, you're going to miss out on an opportunity to really get some financial security because everybody's doing it right now. Everybody's trying to find a way to get, you know, their money out of the markets, get it out of cash. You know, everything is so negative, and we're still leading up to this October 1st date where the IMF is going to meet, and I can't stress this enough. You know, when the IMF is going to meet and revalue the SDR and this, you know, the drawing rights for the basket of currency, and they look at this and they say how bad our economy is and the civil unrest and the jobs that are being closed down and the possible negative interest rates, this is going to have a really big impact on the weighting of the U.S. dollar in that basket. And it's going to be a big influence. And if you wait till that point comes and they make an announcement that the dollar has dropped, you're going to be out of time. There's just not enough gold out there. I mean, silver, I think you'll have plenty of time for silver. You know, I don't think that silver is mined nowhere near to its potential. So, you know, I think silver right now is at that break-even point for mining, to be right. honest with you. I've talked to a lot of miners, and they say that the break-even point for silver mining is $18. So, you know, right. I think silver is going to be picked up pretty heavily here. Once it tops $20, right. I think silver is going to be up to
the races. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday the 11th. Check out the high-quality 1,800 thread count sheets. My grandson is involved in a fundraiser to get equipment for the football team. They're at my website at thelibertyman.com. We got a caller on hold here, Steve. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat. Hello, Pat. You're on the air. Okay, well, I guess Pat's not there. Well, Steve, in these fast-moving times, we have to remember the basics, don't we, sir?
We sure do, you know, and it's you know, you got to look out for the things you can take advantage of at the current time and, you know, little things that you can do, you know, take your profits in the markets that you have now and cash things out. And even if you're unsure of what you want to do, the best thing you can do is move your money into a cash position. Don't sit there and let the market go down. You know, these are easy and quick things you can do without having to worry about what's going to happen. Because if you tell your person who manages your 401k or your IRA to put you into a cash position, then you don't have to worry about how volatile the markets are. You know, even if you don't want to buy gold or you don't want to buy another physical asset, you know, at least get out of the risk of the markets. And it's one way that to get rid of a headache. And, you know, make sure you have enough food. Make sure you have all the things that if a pandemic, you know, goes crazy again because they start reporting these numbers out of control like they're about to start doing, that, you know, you have toilet paper and you're not caught in the mass herd of people that are going to start running to the stores and panicking again. You know, you just have to be, you know, a little vigilant about how you handle your day-to-day life.
Absolutely. That's good advice, Steve. Looks like Pat is back. Pat, we're down to 2 minutes here. You got a quick question, my dear? Hello, Pat.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
I do. Go ahead.
Okay. When they talk about the economy, I'm glad to know the central bank can manipulate things like that. You know, I mean, I'm glad they do, but people never have thought about the fact that these old people and the funeral home at the National Cemetery here is burying people every 30 minutes instead of every hour as usual. And so has anybody thought of the fact that they don't even pay for the funeral? I mean, they're through with you. They don't have to pay you Social Security. They don't have to pay anybody anything because you're old. You don't have to pay kids, nothing. Okay. So they're through with you on the books as far as paying your... Now, I have heard, I haven't looked it up, that if they actually diagnose you, the doctor does, or whoever, nurse at home, fake people, with having corona, that they do let you use your stimulus check to be buried with. Big deal, right? See, they're all off the book. Look at all the income that the government's going to have. Has anybody talked about that?
I have heard, that doctors and hospitals get more money every time that they say that it was a coronavirus death. And I think that's why they're reporting it. Right. And even if a person, was in hospice and they were supposed to pass in the next 3 to 5 days, knowing they did an autopsy later and find out they had coronavirus, they still said it was a coronavirus death, not a cancer death, or the reason why they were in hospice. So, this is the numbers that
you don't know what's going on.
Very fake.
You don't know what's going on out here. Everybody assumes that. But what's her name? Laura Ingraham. Make a joke about how all these other diseases have dropped down. The case of them happening that corona has cured heart conditions and all kinds of things. Do you understand that a nursing home is a most of them? I know in North Carolina they were also rehab centers, so they send people there so that they could walk because they've been in a hospital bed a couple of weeks or 3 weeks.
Right.
So they don't have to be this is a sudden death to people, old people. It's not expected.
And guess what they're doing?
I'm going to tell you what they're doing. They're even thanking people for letting them do their palliative care. They weren't there for palliative care. They just had a pain. They wanted to find out what it was. You don't know what's going on out here.
You don't really know what's going on. And my wife's
best friend. No, you don't, because I was in the medical profession. I'm just a medical technologist, but you know what? I've seen a lot, and I know that people out there say, well, you can open the window and then die. Oh, no. They were running around before they went to the hospital to see what that pain was.
My wife's best friend, her sister, passed last week, and she was a very healthy person, ran, went to the gym, did everything. They did an autopsy, they tested her for coronavirus first, and she tested positive. And they wouldn't even do an autopsy, they said. They wouldn't even try and find out what the real reason for cause of death was because she tested positive. So, it's a mystery of what's going on.
This is a big eugenicist project here to get rid of old people. And I have told other people that suddenly got that tell their mother, tell them that you're going to have a private autopsy. Private autopsy. Yeah. And now I'm trying to get insurance companies to give you a private autopsy of your choice if you die.
Okay.
That's the kind of stuff.
Pat, we do thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Steve, we'll have you back next Thursday. Thanks, sir.
Look forward to it, my friend. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bottom of the hour break. Be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 11th of June. We take 24 minutes or so every week to talk about something that's becoming ever more important, given the time we're living in. That, of course, is the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. When I fill out customs declarations to ship it to other countries, I put electronic healing device in the description, because that's what it is. An electronic healing device. We begin these discussions with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I had a call from one of our listeners. She had two mattresses for her two dogs, and she set up a small pad under the mattress for one dog. And she says, John, when the one dog gets up, the other one immediately runs and gets on that Energy Cleaner pad. and I said, well, that's expected. That's what they do. These animals can sense that signal. They have that ability, and they typically they're polite and don't struggle over who gets the Energy Cleaner signal the most, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened also, would you?
Yeah, John, there's been some fights between dogs and cats. I've had the feedback where that actually caused quite a brawl between the various pets that were struggling to get their turn on that healing signal from the energy cleaner. So sometimes it does have a little bit of a argument taking place.
Absolutely. Well, the people love their pets, and that's understandable. I didn't have dogs in my adult life until I moved out here. I didn't want to have dogs in the city. I thought it was not good for the dog to have them in a city. But out here, they can run free and do what dogs should be able to do, which is run free. But they have their own unique little personalities, and I understand the attachment, because I got attached to our dogs also. And we had Matt, and both our dogs are now dead, but we had mattresses set up for the two dogs and energy cleaner signal to each pad. And before that, we don't allow dogs in the house. Natives to the Ozarks don't allow dogs in the house. City people do when they come out here, but we know better. So we had a separate room, separate from the main house, where they could come and go with a little doggy door. Before the energy cleaner, they would leave their bedding in the morning and not come back until evening. They'd be out doing doggy stuff all day, chasing rabbits and squirrels and whatever they did. But once we got the energy cleaner signal set up, they would leave and come back maybe 5 minutes every hour or two, and just take a little break on the energy cleaner signal and go back out to do doggy stuff. A complete change in their behavior, Tom, because they felt that signal, they sought out that signal. We've had many reports of older dogs that have regained their youth and vigor by the energy cleaner, haven't we, sir?
Oh, yeah, John. And the dog we had, well, he's gone now, but he finally passed away at 18 years and 4 months. And the veterinarian that would see him on occasion commented that they were very surprised at how long that dog lived and the health that he was in. He had perfect health up towards the end. His kidneys failed, but that dog was in very good shape. And I remember one time being out, and a lady there at the veterinarian office asked, she said, "Oh, that's a cute dog. How old is that pup?" I said, "How old do you think that dog is?" And she said, "Oh, 3 or 4 years old." And I said, "That at the time, I think the dog was 16. And that lady couldn't believe it. He looked young and was active. And many people have said the same thing about their pets. But that dog had his own energy cleaner for many years. I think he was about 5 or 6 years old when he got his own energy cleaner. Of course, we weren't making him prior to that, but he did have his own for the better part of his life. Now, if it does that for dogs and cats, what can it do for people?
Right, right. Well, the grandson of a very dear friend of mine, he's doing some work for me. He had a serious automobile accident, so I loaned him an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to help him recover. I haven't talked to him yet. He got it over the weekend. I have no doubt whatsoever. He was in such pain he couldn't even lay down. He was trying to sleep in a recliner because it was even painful to lay down in a bed. So I set him up with the energy cleaner and also some deep blue from doTERRA. He's a stout young man, tough kid, and I'll be talking to him soon to see what the results were for the energy cleaner. Of course, I use mine every night, and I need to catch up with Steve Whitman. Steve's testimonial is at my website under doTERRA, under the energy cleaner section under products. His testimonial about the energy cleaner saving his life, literally saving his life. I hope to get Steve's updated book where he writes about the energy cleaner, giving myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life. Be able to interview Steve on the air again here. Winning Life's Lottery is the title of the first edition, and the second edition I think is near publication. But it's fun helping people get their life back, isn't it, Tom?
Really is, John. We've been doing it for over 20 years now, and these energy cleaner systems are installed worldwide. Yeah, they're everywhere, and I know for a fact that they've been used on cruise ships in a couple of instances. places, and I know another guy that said he used it on his private plane, takes it with him on the private airplane. I don't know if you could set it up on a commercial airliner. They might let you do it, but I haven't heard of anybody trying that yet.
Well, yeah, these days with the security concerns and everything and people's lack of knowledge, I'm not so sure I want to be the person to experiment with that. People see you mess around anything with batteries and wires, they're going to be they're going to be scared.
That's right.
That's just the nature of the world we live in. You know, Tom, when I was a young man, if I wanted to fly on a plane with a rifle or shotgun or pistol, I would just walk into the airplane with the rifle, shotgun, or pistol in the gun case, and hand it to the stewardess, and she would take it to the pilot's cabin, and when the flight was over, I would retrieve it and get off the plane. That's the way it used to be done, believe it or not.
Yeah, and, you know, John, many years ago, well, about 1982, I flew to Boston, Massachusetts, to purchase some manufacturing equipment, and I took $12,000 cash with me, and nobody said a word, you know, but now you try. They would confiscate that, I would think. They'd probably say it's drug money or something, but
that happens
so
all the
things.
Time.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That happens all the time. I know.
That would have put me in a heap of hurt. That happened back then, but I was buying equipment and then driving it back to Missouri from the East Coast and paying cash for a lot of that. So anyway, can't do that anymore. So
not very
things have changed so much.
Not very easily. We had a caller on hold here. We had Claudia in Washington State. Good morning, Claudia.
Hello. We've had an Energizer for a long time, but the alligator clip has broken off from the cord that goes from the Energizer to the mattress pad. And I was wondering if I could get another cord.
Oh,
well,
yes. Those are available. John has them.
I have them, Claudia. Just give me a call when the show's over, and we'll go over that. My phone number's at my website, Claudia.
All right. And I was going to order another Energizer anyhow for my daughter.
That'd be great. Well, give me. You have my website address.
I'll call
Claudia?
One of those. I'll call either that other number that to order from, or else I'll call your number.
Well, we'll call my number. The people that my order takers can't help you with the alligator clip cord, but I can take care of everything for you.
Okay, and I just wanted to tell you that about 4 years ago, my husband broke his hip. And he never had any pain after it was taken care of, and I think it was due to being on the Energizer.
Okay. Well, that's great to hear, Claudia, and we appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Well, a lot of people, they forget the name of the energy cleaner, don't they, Tom?
They do. But what the lady just spoke about, pain relief, after breaking a bone, in this case a hip, we hear quite often how well that works. It's worked for me, John. I broke my little finger on my left hand working on a lawnmower several years back, and I used the energy cleaner. Never did go for any medical help. What hurt the most was pulling the finger out and putting it back where it belonged, the bone, and I made a splint fix it up and wrap that loosely with aluminum foil and had a wire embedded in there and ran that up my shirt sleeve. And I had a kind of a backpack arrangement, put the energy cleaner in there, and I kept that on there around the clock. And in a little bit over a week, that was healed. No, well, there wasn't any pain or swelling. Well, it was swollen at first, but that went away within a couple hours. There was no pain, and it healed up perfectly. I've never had another problem with it. So, it can help. I don't think most people would take care of it the way I did, but, you know, they'd go to a hospital, but I chose not to. And my finger was sticking out sideways. It didn't break through the skin, but it was it was bad. And but that energy cleaner helped. And that's what I did for myself. I know of other cases where bones have healed very, very quickly, where it's supposed to be 8 to 10 weeks on a bad break on a leg. About 2 weeks, it was back to normal, and that person was walking on it when they weren't supposed to put any weight on it at all. So it does help quite a bit. John, I was in a car wreck. You know, speaking of your friend, you remember that wreck I was in about 3 years ago now?
Yes.
And
yes.
I had a broken rib and two cracked ribs, and boy, you talk about some pain. It hurt to breathe. It hurt to move, and I set up an energy cleaner pad and pretty much existed in my comfortable reclining chair for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. But within a week, well, that took care of the pain as long as I was on that energy cleaner pad, but it also healed up to where I could function again in pretty decent style in about a week, and then it was totally healed, never had another problem with it. Now, there's not a lot you can do for broken ribs, but it was pretty much took care of itself and totally back to normal in a couple of weeks.
Well, the protocols for broken ribs have changed for decades. They had it wrapped with an ACE bandage. They no longer recommend that, believe it or not. And it's not much they can do for broken ribs, just basically rest until they heal themselves.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I did. But there was very little pain, almost none, especially after a few days. It was very tolerable. That energy cleaner really, really speeded things up. I was amazed that I knew it would do it, though. After that experience with breaking my finger, I knew it would speed it up. And so many others have. You know, Lee Kroc, who's the original inventor of the energy cleaner technology, he fell off of a tractor and broke his leg a few inches above his knee. I don't remember which leg it was. I think it was the left. I don't remember. Goes way back, John, maybe 15 years. Yeah, about
right.
Oh, almost about 18 years ago, approximately. And he told me that any kind of pain medication was really bad for him. And he had a knee replacement. And they had to actually take part of that knee replacement out in surgery and drill a hole down through that metal replacement so they could put another pin in there, put his leg back together. With all that going on and then putting all that back together and stitching him up, you'd think he would have a lot of pain. Lee told me he knew the surgeon. He knew everybody in his area, and he knew the surgeon that did the surgery, knew him quite well, and they allowed him to have his wife bring to the hospital an energy cleaner, and they wrapped the pad around that surgical area in the hospital. And the doctor did prescribe pain medication for him in case he needed it, but he never used any of it. And after he was discharged and went home, he still used no pain medication, and that healed up perfectly for that old guy. And I was amazed that he could do that, but he did. And it was quite an extensive surgical procedure, but he actually took no pain medication for that. We've heard other stories similar, John. I'm sure you have too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the energy cleaner, a marvelous healing device. It's the size of a cigar box, takes 9 D-cell batteries. It puts out an electrostatic healing signal. It's not a Rife machine, not a TENS unit, entirely different technology. The energy cleaner has a place to plug in one wire. Hopefully that would be one of the mattress pads that I offer for sale. Just put the mattress pad on your bed, plug it into the energy cleaner, and get 8 hours a day, 7 days a week of that signal going to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. And I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. It doesn't involve Tom, no third party. I do this personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. You can place your order for the Energy Cleaner right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Why do I like PayPal so much? Well, it's real simple. It's the most secure way to make any payment online. You're not giving up your credit card information. Pretty neat. You need to send me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, Tom, we move forward, and with the Chinese flu hoax that we've been dealing with, people have been a lot more interested in their health, haven't they?
Well, that's absolutely certain that that has been happening, and people are more aware of their health nowadays than ever before, and they're becoming proactive and getting ready for anything that might be coming around the corner here. We don't know what the future is going to bring, John, with all this, not just the Chinese flu, but so many other things that they're throwing at us.
That's right. That's right. We have a break here. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Let's go to J.R. Morgan on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 11th of June. Well, Tom, as we move forward here, people, as we've been saying, are paying more attention to their health. Typically, a few weeks before New Year's, people make New Year's resolutions, health-related, and by the 1st of February, they've forgotten what they were. But what's going on now with people's attention to health is just unprecedented, isn't it, Tom?
It really is. They're paying more attention than ever before, John. Yeah, New Year's resolutions are soon forgotten about, but I think everybody's had a little bit of a kick in the butt to move forward lately, and they're doing so. And we're going as fast as we can with production, but it's tough keeping up. We've been very, very busy, busier than ever.
I know. I'm a lot busier. My energy clearance sales have basically doubled, I would say, the last 2 months, and that's a good thing. Every time I put the priority mailbox on the counter at the little country post office in Cherryville, Missouri, I think, well, here's another healthy American or couple that's going to be able to make America great again somewhere in this country, or Canada, or New Zealand, or Australia. But it's fun helping people get their life back, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it really is, John. And we're doing the best we can to get these out, and everybody gets set up with an energy cleaner system, I think they're going to see the results are relatively quick, and they're going to be doing something for themselves that I don't think they could obtain any other way. It's really quite a method of healing that takes place, and so many people, they wouldn't turn loose of that thing for nothing, John. Like
no.
Tim Spencer always says, it'd be on the top of his bug-out bag if he had to hit the road.
That's right. That's right. Well, we are moving forward with the new Mark II version, aren't we, sir, of the energy cleaner?
Yes, and it doesn't replace what we're currently producing. It will have a higher cost, but it will incorporate the 528 hertz as well that Dr. Horowitz talks about. So that will be encoded into the energy cleaner, and it does increase the cost a bit, but we'll give them that function as well.
The Mark II version. Well, we're looking forward to getting our hands on that so people can make use of it. Well, Tom, thank you, sir. We'll have you back tomorrow morning. We'll be talking about emergency survival communications, won't we?
Okay, John, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, every day's different in so many ways. We hope to have that video of the police instructor in the Czech Republic demonstrating knee on the neck and how he as a 175-pound man could have a 250-pound man putting his full weight, knee on the neck, and he could still breathe. I'm glad somebody did that. It didn't occur to me to attempt to do that, but I'm glad he did that. It's in the Czech language with English subtitles. They're very clear what they're doing. They make it clear that it's all the weight of the knee on the man's knee on the neck. Because they lift up the other leg. There's nothing left except the knee on the neck in terms of something that would bear the weight, the 250-pound man on top of a 175-pound man. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your engine cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.